So we saw there was two drachim in Shiabud of the Rav Nosson. There was one derech Ktzais wanted to learn. Rav Reuven al Shimon and Shimon al Levi, within Shiabud of the Rav Nosson, it's considered that Reuven owes Levi, who am Alvero Amiti. This is one way. And the other way is that the Etzem is not the Pshat that Reuven owes Levi, Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. No, the Shibud is Meshubet. That's the halacha that it's called Shibud Meshubet. Levi has rights on Shimon, including not only Shimon's Mechosim, not Shimon's money only, also what someone owes Shimon, he has the Schusim to collect. From what someone owes Shimon, not only he has a schus to collect it. This is called Shibud Meshubet. So he has that schus, not only to collect what Shimon himself has, but what Shimon, someone owes Shimon, the Ainu, what Reuven owes Shimon, he also has a right and a schus to collect it. Shibud Meshubet. These were the two drachim to understand what is Shiabud the Rav Nosson. And the Gemara by us used Shiabud the Rav Nosson for what? The Gemara used Shiabud the Rav Nosson to explain that Reuven, first the Gemara says, the halacha from Rav Nachman, Yesoimim shegavu karka v'choy vasaviyem, v'alchol v'choyzer v'goy v'oyso meyem. The Gemara says, if the mafreya ugoive, so the father had the karka, but if we can't believe Abba ugoive, so why? The Gemara says, as Shiabud the Rav Nosson, there was already Meshubet by the other person, and Val was already Meshubet by the other person to Levi. So if Shimon dies, and the Yesayim ugoive from Reuven, Levi could go and collect from Bnei Shimon the karka that they collected from Reuven, because it was already Meshubet to them mitzad Shiabud the Rav Nosson. This is Be'etzem, the Tzurse of Shmaise, of this chelik of the sugya, it's called the first chelik of the sugya that we learned. This is Be'etzem, the Tzurse of the Shmaise. The Gemara says as well, that the Zelbe Aloche, that Choyza v'goy v'oyso mehem, is our sugya, Reuven Shemochar Soda L'Shimon Ba'arayas, and Shimon dies, ve'osa ba'alchoy v'Reuven, and he wanted to take the Soda from Shimon, the Paisa Bezuzah. So now the Yisraelim really tell Shimon, listen, you owe money, it was Zachary Miller, he owes money to the Yisraelim. You're right that you deserve money for your Achrayas, but we don't have a word to pay you. So please pay us. And Adem Zagdrobi in Pikeachu, so Shimon goes and he gives the Yisraelim a karka. And Bemele, now they have a karka. And Bemele, now Shimon goes and collects again the money that the father owes him for the Achrayas. So for the money that he owes the father, he gives the karka. And then he's Choyza of a Goy Vemehem. This is Be'etzim the Gemara. The Gemara first taught Mitzad the Mafreya Ugoive, that if Shimon will give back Bnei Reuven the Karka, Kilo they had it the whole time, and this is the reason it could be Choyzer Ugoive. And the Gemara says, no, Mitzad Shiabud the Rav Nosson. Amarov in Pikeachu, Shimon Magbilu Arev, Ova Govi Lemina. This is the Gemara that Be'etzim, the Sugyas HaGemara. Shiabud the Rav Nosson came inside to explain how it works. But this is Be'etzem, the Tzus of the Shmaise of the Gemara, the Din of Shiabud of the Rav Nosson. This is the Gemara, the Din of the Shiabud of the Rav Nosson. So we'll go back again to the case. Reuven, Shemochar Sode L'Shimon Be'achrayes. Shimon did not pay, Zok from Bemilde, he owes the money to Reuven. V'meis Reuven. Also Ba'al Choyv the Reuven, Yaakov, that Reuven owes the money. And he came to Shimon to collect the land. Also Shimon paisa bezuzah. Now Shimon tells the Yisraelim, listen, I lost, I had to paisa bezuzah. And we tell him, say what we could do, we don't have a karka. And chutz from them, by the way, to the tzuzah, you owe us money. So Be'etzem the Gemara says he has to pay. So he doesn't get back his money and he has to pay for the field. But Marav in Pikeach, he says, I also don't have money. I'm giving you back the karka. So now you say you should go for karka. So now, you write, I paid what I owed you by giving you the karka, and now I want to collect the karka for the choyv that the father owes me. And the halacha is yisovim, shegobu karka, b'choyv esaviyem, ba'al choyv, choyv esavi goy ba'isemiyem. This is be'etzem the source of the shmais. And we mentioned the kasha of Rav Kiva Eiger. Rav Kiva Eiger asked the kasha. The Gemara explains why in Pikeachu Shimon will give back the land and then he will recollect it. Not because the Mafreya al-Goy Bekiru, the Karka was belonged to the Yosemim the whole time. The reason Shimon will go back, give them back the land and collect it is the Shiabud of the Rav Nosson. He tells the Yosemim like this. Before I gave you the land, it was already meshubit to you. Now your father owes me money. So be'etzem, your father owes me money, and someone else owes your father money. I have to go over to him and to collect. So even if you collect it already, I'm the same person. But don't look at me the same. I'm Shimon, number one, that owes your father money. For the soda that I bought. I'm Shimon number two that your father owes me money. So that's him. If your father owes me money and someone owes him, I could go over to collect from that person. And even if you collected it, doesn't Allah if you save him shugavukarka bechayim asaviyim, shechayzu v'gayim. So Shimon number two could collect from Shimon number one. So b'meile, he gives them the karka. Shimon number one that owes them the karka because he owes the father money, and Shimon number two says, "Now your father owes me money. Your son should go for karka b'chayim esaviyim, ba'al choyv choyzer v'goy v'oyisemeyim." Later, Rav Shmuzan Roerbach told me, "In these sugyas, you have to speak to yourself again and again. The case, tell your mamash feel that you have it close. Yeah, you can't even come to the kasha after it's all pushing." So again, so Shimon says, I owe money, and I'm owed money. So if someone else would owe money to the father, I could go to that person. This is the Gemara of Rav Nachman. He's saying, you should go to Karka, Yaakov owed the father money, and the father dies, and someone else, the father owes him money. So that person goes to the person that owes the father, and he'll collect. He's saying, you should go to Karka, B'chol B'Zavi, and B'al Choy B'chol B'Zavi, and B'chol 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 B'chol. So Shimon says, I owe, and I'm owed. So the etzim is meshubit, so I'll give you the karka, and I'll be yisayim shigavu karka b'chayim esaviyim. This is the etzim, the gemara. Frek Rav Kiva Eiger, kushu atzubo. Frek Rav Kiva Eiger, kushu atzubo. If this is the case, Frek Rav Kiva Eiger, so why he has to impikeachu to give the karka to the yisayimim and recollect it from the Yisoyimim? Why he has to give it to the Yisoyimim? Why he can't go? Any Shiabud of the Rav Nosson, you go direct to number three. Right? This is what we're learning the whole time. Last 2 days, you go direct. So he says like this, I'm Shimon number one, owe the father money. I have a land. Shimon number two, the father owes me money. So I go to Shimon number one, and I'm collecting for myself. Why in Pikeachu he gives the land to the Yisraimim, and he go recollects it for himself? The Gemara taught me tzad lemafreya ugoime, and the maskon is not. It's not mitzad lemafreya ugoime. The reason he could collect it again is mitzad shiabud the Rav Nosson. If he's collecting it mitzad shiabud the Rav Nosson, so why he has to in Pikeachu to give them the karka and to be choizel v'goyim? Why he has to give them the karka and be choizel v'goyim? This is Rav Kiva Eiger's kash. And we mentioned that Rabbi Ludovic says that Ein Echonami lav dafka. Aval vadem asho marove magmulu karka v'od argobi limineu lav dafka. Ilu sheyotzo miper rishoin yefshor lomot. שאין צורך שהיא יד היסיימים באמצע, כיוון שמוציאים מזה ונויסלם לזה. על בני שהמון אז הוא יאים רק זאת רבינו דובי לאו דווקא סושבר לאו דווקא אם פיקחו לקח בעצמו talk like a man אם פיקחו ברצה עכשיו זה פיקח כן, זה מה שהיית If you say Rabbi says you could do it, you could do it even better, you could say to yourself, Amar Rabbi, if you care, I'm not going to care, but Shalom al Yisrael. And not only that, the Rambam, when he brings down the Gemara, he says, Ve'im pikechu, mag bilu are, Hamza aloha seif. The Rambam says that he does it. So the Rambam for sure learns that you have to do it. Loshon Rashi is also mashma, kimat nefurish in the sugya, that he has to do it. If Rashi would learn, Lavdavki would be a Rashi, there's a lot of Rashi's here, would be a Rashi. So I would say we have two things that we have to explain. One thing to explain, Vegas in Supersonic Base, a freak good. The cash is a starke cash. A freak good. But second is, even if we say lav dafka, so why the Gemara says it? Lav dafka. Why is it printed? The Lombus is lav dafka. So it's two ways to answer. First to explain why he has to really give it back. And I will explain. We have Reuven, Shimon, the Levi. Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi. Levi wants to collect directly from Reuven. Right? He wants to collect directly from Reuven. He didn't shabud the Rab Nosson, he has a right. He doesn't have to knock on the door of Shimon. He goes directly to Reuven. Felix Tzoyis, this is Mamish as Aloche. And on the Tzoyis, it's not Mamish as Aloche. But even though it's not mamish as aloche, mikol mekoyim, this is the way he could do it. He's allowed to go directly to Reuven and say, midin she'abudet tzadik beit, midin she'abudet Rab Nosson, I could collect directly. Now Shimon is dead, and he goes to Reuven and says, sidosh she'abudet Rab Nosson. Please give me the karka. Reuven says, wait. Give me 5 minutes. Wait, yeah? Give me 5 minutes. He takes cash and he pays the kids of the Yisrael. Now the Yisrael don't have a karka, they only have a cash. Levi has what to do now, or he's stuck? Again, Reuven owes Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. Levi normally could go directly to Reuven to collect the money. Shimon dies. Reuven went and paid Shimon b'metaltali. Levi has what to do now? Levi has what to do now? Metaltali asked Levi shtabdi. Levi will get his money or he lost? Levi could do something about it or not? Reuven went and gave Shimon instead of a karka b'metaltali. Now Levi will collect b'metaltali asked me no. So when he comes over to Reuven to collect the money, Reuven tells him, who said that Sidosh Yabud at Rab Nosson? If I would pay a karka to Shimon, so then you're right that you could come to collect it. But if I will pay metaltalim, if Reuven will pay metaltalim to Shimon, it's kids. So now, as metaltalim, he asked me, let me start the Lebal Choy. Reuven doesn't have what to do anymore. Reuven doesn't owe money anymore to Shimon. He paid the kids the metaltalim. Now Levi doesn't have how to collect money. There's no shibud anymore. Lo yatzuya Reuven would pay Shimon's kids with metaltalim. So b'shas the mise, be'etzem, b'shas the mise, is no shibud. B'shas the mise. There's no shibud in between Reuven and Levi. So Levi really cannot go directly and collect. Levi can go directly and collect from Reuven. Reuven says, Mechetes. He has to wait to see that it's Yisraimim Shigovu Karka Bechoy Vasaviyem Shibal Choy Choyza Vegoyva Yisraimim. But Lu Yitzu, he will not be a Goyva Karka. Avad the Levi would not have a right to go to collect it. So
Reuven,
first,
Levi paid Shimon with money. That's a punk.
But I'm asking, what happened if that punk happened? I'm asking if that punk. I'm asking al pi aloche, Reuven went and paid with cash to Bnei Shimon. I'm asking now, Levi has what to say, or he's stuck?
Reuven
I don't know if they're right. No, no, I want to explain. And the Rosh says it's al pidinoi. Maybe it's mazik shiabudoi shel chaveroi. But al pidinoi, they're allowed to pay shimon if what they want. And I'm chuyif to pay him with a karka. When I owe someone money, bederach klal, I pay money. Karka is second choice. It's not true. It's not true. Bnei shimon, when Reuven owes shimon money, the right thing is to pay cash. It's not true. It's not true. A person does not have to pay shibud. He has to pay what he owes. If he's wrong, they catch the shibud. He owes money, and he's allowed to lekatchil pay money. And not only that, if he has money, you can't be tivav him in metal to him. He owes money. He doesn't owe shibud. If he will not do it, it will be meshubah. Aber be'etzim, he owes money. He owes cash. It's good he has. He owes cash. Again, not the assignment and of Sheikh is the Shimon. Shimon Klaber Reuven is a regular Baal Choyv. He owes money to Shimon. Doesn't make a difference. Him or his kids, he owes money. Someone dies and you owe him money, his kids have a right to ask for money, not for karka. If you don't pay him, they pay. They ask him for cash. It's a regular alvoy. Reuven owes Shimon money. Especially if we'll say that the choyv is not direct, it's indirect. Especially if we'll say that. So even if he has a right grade to go over to Reuven, be'etzem we have to say Shimon and duch Shimon Reuven. What Shimon is going the first thing to do, the first thing what Shimon is going to do is to take money. And if a zayv write that he will take money, Levi will not have nothing to do. So I want first to explain. So again. First, why Rav Nachman said Yisraelim shegovu karka b'choyv asaviyim, before there were goyve, Levi cannot approach Reuven. This is the Aleph Beis. Because when he comes to Reuven, Reuven says, maybe I'm going to pay cash. In a regular case, it doesn't make a difference what you will pay. What you will give Shimon, we have a right to give us to us. In a normal Reuven, Shimon, Levi. But when Shimon is dead, when he comes over to Levi, he doesn't have a right. So first we explain the Loshon of Rav Nachman. Why it says Yisoyimim shegovu karka b'choyv asaviyim, and it doesn't say stam that be Yisoyimim you have a right to be goyve the karka from the third person. This is Aleph. Beis. Avada, you write that the few we're explaining now could be that when the person himself, we said Shimon A and Shimon 1 and Shimon 2, Shimon is allowed to say, but I decided that I want to give karka because I want to collect the karka. Avada, Reuven could decide that he doesn't want, he wants to make the assailant to suffer, and he wants to give karka to Shimon because he wants Levi to take it. Avada, Reuven could do it. And when Reuven is the same person, like by us, Reuven Shemachasol and Shimon Bachayas, the mace, Zokna Amir, the Osubnei, Balechov is the Reuven, the Paisa Bezuze, and now Shimon tells Bnei Reuven, Shimon tells Bnei Reuven, listen, you owe me money and I owe you money. So I want to collect it. Avada, he could give them a karka and then collect it. So first, could be, this is the reason Rava says he has to give the karka. It could be Kolzman, he didn't give the karka, he can't collect from himself. But I want to add, even if we'll say from himself he could collect, when Levi approaches Reuven, Reuven says, I don't know if I'm going to play karka or not. But when Shimon approaches himself, Shimon could say, I know what I'm going to do. Yeah? Makes sense. But even that Shimon could say, I'm going to know what I'm going to do, but we understand why Rav spoke out in Pikechu. Because if he can do that, if he can give him a karka, so then he can't collect from himself. The only reason he could collect from himself, while he has a right to go over to the Yisraelim to give them a karka, so he could say, instead of giving it to you and collect, maybe I could do it already direct. Maybe. But even if we'll say that he could do it, but the words of Rave are Eilike words. Rave says, in Pikeachu, he could give a karka and collect it. So you're right, could be lemaise lemaise, like Rabbeinu Dovi says, lav dafka, he could do it himself. Kenzai. This is Shlav Aleph. I want to be clear. So Shlav Aleph, the leichter teretz, is brought down the Sefer Yad Eliezer, the printed in Zecher Bezirut Zatzal. have different shtickla from Tamil Chachamim that we're learning there in Yeshiva. This is the first easy way to answer Rav Kiveh Eger. The Yad Eliezer. That again, Shem and Tamil Rav Lev, thinking of the God of the Mrs. Shtiblach, but he says like this, that again, Rav Kiveh Eger asked the Kasha, why in Pikeach, or why he doesn't go direct? Why is saying she go Vukarka, Bechoy Vesavi, and Balchoy Vchoyzo Begoyle? Why not to speak about the direct? So we're answering, why we learn now in the Sugya, that by Metaltalim, it's not direct. Why we learn by Metaltalim, you can't collect Shavud Rav Nassim, all the Zbeir that we said in the thesis, it doesn't make a difference, Velcha Hesper. Or by Metaltalim, you cannot collect from Shavud Rav Nassim. When the guy is dead. So Be'etzem, when Levi comes over to Reuven, Reuven says, who said you're going to meet me? If I'm going to pay Levi cash, you can't meet me. Mechateis, I'm going to pay him karka. So for sure, Kol's mind that you're saying you will not give me karka has nothing more to talk about. So now we took it to the next level. So even if it's the same person, so he could say, but I'm knowing, you know you're planning. Kol's mind was no gvias karka, Levi can't approach Reuven. So it has to be Shigovuka in Pikehu, he gives the karka, and then Yuchoiz of a
Goyda. This is
not
a Vedic size, right?
If it's direct, if it's direct, direct. If it's not direct. But even if it's direct, we'll get it in a second. If I'm going there, it's not direct. But even if it's direct, well, the Ktsois has an answer. To say these words, are going back to the problem of yesterday year. Vedic Ktsois, why he can't go to Metaltalim? Because that is the million, that's the question. If you take choice, why Taka can't go to Levi to collect Metaltalim, even if he's dead? Has to be an answer that you can't. Lamashana, what would be the answer? Other choice is wrong, or is the answer? The direct doesn't work. We don't know why. This is the Bayah of the Sugya. That was the whole yesterday year. If you learn like the choice, how much time is it? If you learn like the choice, there's no answer. If you don't learn like the choice, there's no Kasha of thesis. But if you learn like the choice, there's no answer. So I'm saying now we're going indirect. You're right, you're going through the Shivut, and even if I won't know the Ktsos, I know that Lemaisa, when he's dead, you cannot collect the Metaltalim. Why? This is what the Gemara says. This is what the Gemara says, you can't collect the Metaltalim. So while you can't collect the Metaltalim, so Reuven Be'etzem says to maybe now it doesn't work. So now, here it's already, but Kalke he could collect. But Lemaisa, he didn't collect it yet. So who said Levi could approach directly Reuven? So then maybe he can. And even if we will say that when, if Reuven wants, especially if he's himself, he could decide, I will give the karka and it will work out direct, and I'll collect direct. Even if we will say, but it's only because he has the ability to tell the Yisraelim, I'm going to give you the karka. So for sure, Rabbi had to say, Im pikeachu, Rabbi had to say, this is one nusach. It's a leichte nusach. The answer of Kiveh Eger's kasha. I want to say a second nusach to Miyashu of Kiveh Eger's kasha. You understand why I'm saying two nusachs? The second nusach to Miyashu of Kiveh Eger's kasha is. It's also there in the Sefer HaZikaron Yad Eliezer, the second shtickle, someone else, the Yisrael. He says like this. Levi has a right to collect from Reuven. Why? Because Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. I'm asking. When Shimon is dead, he owes money or he doesn't owe money anymore? Shimon is dead, he owes money? He's dead. Mashomayim, he owes money?
No.
He owes? He owes money. But he owes money in the Shomayim? I'm asking you. If you had a way to go to take something from his table in the Shomayim, you would take it? No.
He doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist. He's no more person. Shibud! The Nechosim HaMeshubet! He doesn't owe the money. Zok the Rashbo in the end of Kiddushin. When a guy is dead, he doesn't owe money. His nechosim ha-meshubah, but he doesn't owe money. The nechosim ha-meshubah zog der Rashba. The nechosim ha-meshubah. But he himself doesn't owe money. But Mele, even that mask, he owes money if he's dead or not. No, but he owes. So there's no Shimon. So I don't understand. So how Reuven owes Levi? Where's your Buddha of Moshe? Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes, Shimon doesn't owe Levi anymore. So how Shimon gets to Levi? But only Shimon Nechos. But you can't have Shabbat Rab Nosim. When Shimon owes me, I could say Shimon owes me, and Reuven owes Shimon, so I want what Reuven owes Shimon to come to me. I have a right to collect Shabbat Nechos. You're right. But 1 second, who said Reuven is planning to give a karka? So even if it exists that normally it's direct, it's not Chiyuv Reuven to give karka to Shimon. Reuven could give metaltelin to Shimon. So now it's nothing. Not only, so I can't even talk to Reuven. Shimon doesn't owe me money. If he has a karka, I would have a right to collect it. We don't know if he will have a karka or not. If Reuven will give him a karka, I will find from where to collect. But if not, the bridge is cut. If not, the bridge is cut. We're going in the same terrace that I said before. I want to explain. Just it's one more level in loveliness. First I said, stop. The reason he can't go directly because Reuven tells him, who said I'm going to give karka? I said, you don't know me. But the Maise is a shibud, especially if it exists. The Maise was meshubud. Yeah, you're right, that if he will give metaltelim, he will run out of it. But Kozman, he's not doing it, so that's me, is meshubud. So then we said, if he wants, he could. Maybe he could collect from himself. Now he's saying it's more from that. Shimon doesn't owe money. Shimon has a shibud. And if he has a shibud on Levi, I could get that shibud also. But it's not so sure if he has a shibud on Levi or not. Because if he gets metaltelim from Levi, Levi doesn't have nothing. So you're right. If Levi will go and give a karka, that will fall into the shibud of Shimon, that will fall into the shibud of Levi. But because man, that Reuven did not go and gave the karka to Shimon, Kozman Reuven didn't go and gave the karka to Shimon, Levi doesn't have what to talk to Reuven bichlal. Shimon doesn't owe Levi money. So Reuven says, Shimon doesn't owe you money, what do you want from me? I have a schus on Shimon. Say, when Shimon will have a schus. No, when Shimon will have a schus. But he doesn't have the karka. So we need Shimon to get the karka to make Levi to get it. So again, so all of this is the pshat dafka in Pikeachu. Dafka in Pikeachu. Then, and he gives him the karka, then he could be choizel v'goyve. Only if he gives him the karka, then he could be choizel v'goyve. No, if he doesn't give him the karka, he cannot be choizel v'goyve. He has to give him the karka to be choizel v'goyve. If not, and even if we will say that before he doesn't have to give it to him, but it's avada only because in Pikechu he could do it, so he could collect. So again, other we take him need befoyal that he will give it, or even if we don't need befoyal that he will give it, but we need that he could have the echatimtza to give it. Because if he doesn't have the echatimtza to give it, he can't be going to collect from himself direct. That is not shayach bichlal. This is two ways to answer Rav Kiveiga's kasha. Now, if we go weiter and we take it to the next step, and listen carefully. The Gemara said, what was the story? We're going back to the Gemara, to the second chelik that we call the Machlekes, the Chidushi Aran with the Tesfis. Reuven Shemochar Soda Leshimon, this is another chelik, but it's be'etzem the same thing. Reuven Shemochar Soda Leshimon Be'achrayas. וזוק פה אלו במילווה, ומייס רובן, ועושה בעל חויב דה רובן, the talfe. The paisa shimen bezuze. He gave the money instead of the karka. Now he wants to go to the yisoyimim and collect the achrayas. They tell him, by the way, you owe us money. And we saw Tesis in the Divrei Maskil, the paisa bezuze said, why the Gemara said that he was paisa bezuze? Let the story to be much more simple. Ruben shemoch asoda l'shimen ba'achayis v'zokva b'milve v'meis Ruben v'osa ba'alchoyv de Ruben v'tofu mishimen. He took it from Shimon. And now Shimon wants the achrayis and the kids want the money. Why the Gemara has to say that when the ba'alchoyv of Ruben came was paisa bezuze? Let him to give the karka to the Yisoyimim and to the Baal Choyim, and to be a real achrayis, I lost. Yisoyimim, I lost. And Baal said, but you owe us money. He said, but I lost. So they say, you owe us money, pay, and lost. I'm sorry, we don't have a way to pay you. This is the Gemara. Why the Gemara said, Bepaisim Bezuzah? So we saw Taisa said that the Chiddush is that Bepaisim Bezuzah, you could say that he meant to pay the Choyim that he owed the father. But Sheikin, the guy took the karka, he can't say that he paid the chol that he owed the father. But we mentioned that the chidush haran in Ksuves and daf tzadik beis amud beis, that arrived in 100. Zok the chidush haran that if the guy collected the karka, he doesn't owe any more money to the father. Why? He tells, I don't understand. I owed money to the father, and the father owed to that guy. So when he took the karka, it's midin she'abud the Rab Nosson. He took the karka. Midin she'abud the Rab Nosson. He took the karka. So what do you want from me? I owe the father money, and this guy, the father owed him money. He took the karka. He came. She'abud the Rab Nosson happened. So I don't have to pay you. If I pay, if he didn't take the karka, so the mele, he can't, as she'abud the Rab Nosson, he can't collect. It's v'tato v'yasu le mishtav v'lebal choy. So I lost my money that I gave him money. Now I'm asking for my money, and the Yisraelim asking for their money. So that is the sukkah. The Yisraelim tell me, listen, you owe us pay. We owe you for what you lost. We don't have a word to pay it. Oh, but if you would collect the karka, zok the chidush haran, he could say, I collected it, midin she'abud the Rab Nosson. And our question was, it's such a good pshat, why Taisus doesn't say it? So we said maybe it's in the Hava Aminah. Before the Gemara knew she abud the Rab Nosson. We're medayik from the Kusha Aras. We said, I guess we should have the Dvar Shmuel. Another Teretz we said from the Beiris Yitzchok, maybe Taisus learns, you're right that he could collect it as she abud the Rab Nosson, but the Baal Choyim could collect it without she abud the Rab Nosson. The Baal Choyim could collect it stam, because he has a right to collect any karka Meshua Ben. But Mikol Mokim, we saw that the Bach says that we have a Machlekes, the Ran and the Tesis. And the Kasha is, it's such a good pshat of the Ran. Why Tesis did not say it? And the answer is, maybe we could say with the same thing that we're saying now. Could be you can't go to the Yisraelim to be Kohen Mitzad She'abud the Rab Nosson. Could be Taisus holds, you have to give it to the middle step, and then Yisraelim Shigogu Karka Choyza V'Goyve Mehem. If we're Medayik V'im Pikeachu, you have to give it back, and only then you have She'abud the Rab Nosson. You can go directly to the third person. When he's alive, you could go, because there's no difference. But if he's not alive, especially if the lomdas that we said now, when Reuben is dead, Reuben doesn't owe money, he owes a shibud. He can't collect shibud the Rab Nosson from the other person. We'll see what the other person pays. Karka metaltelim. If we say that Yisimim Shigavu Karka is bedavke, again, we're not so sure if it's bedavke or not, but if we say Yisimim Shigavu Karka is bedavke, and only if they collected it, then you have the halacha of Yisraelim Shigavu Karka. So we have another answer why Taisus will not want to say like the Rab. Taisus would learn that when a guy is alive, you can go to the third person. When he's dead, there has to be Yisraelim Shigavu Karka. Choyza v'goyve olisameh. Or because man that they were not goyve the Karka, you are not choyza v'goyve olisameh. This is the second chet. Now I want together to see one more Rashi. As a shayla, see Rashi dibo amaschil dinu. The Gemara again, we're going again to the same story. You say Reuven shemocha sodel leshimen beachrayas. V'zok from b'milve v'meis Reuven v'osa ba'alchoyim de Reuven v'talve v'shimen v'osa shimen v'paisa bezuzah. Now Shimon comes to the Yosef and says, Rabbi Isai, I lost the money. They tell him, yeah, but you owe us money. The Gemara says, they tell him, sorry. We owe you, but after the Yasmin, we can't pay you. But please pay us, right? This is the Gemara. Now look at Rashi, the Ma'amas Rudina. The Afar Gav, the Abu, and Kimel of Achrayes, Mechir Ezu, Afilu Ochi, Yecholi, Bnei Reuven, Lover, Al Shimon, Veloimar, Anan, Metalder, in Shobek, Abuch, Gaboch, Lo Yiso, Chai, Olof, Elo, Moes, What is this four words? What the guy wants to say? I owe the father money. The father owes me money. I want to take the money for the money that the father owes me. So Rashi, you can't do it. So this is one of the mirakashe of the sugi. Moshe says a whole shiur, this is the miyash of this kasha. It's the mirah kasha. Again, the guy says, I owe the father money, the father owes me money. Very good, the father owes me money. I will take the money for the money, the father owes me. But no, 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 you can't do that. So the guy really wants not to pay to the chayim. The guy wants. The father wants, the guy doesn't want to pay the father money. He wants to take the money that the father owes him instead of the money that he owes to the father. He says, listen, I owe the father money, but the father owes me money. I will take that money. We tell him you can't do that. So first, you are wrong to give the money to this person, and you cannot hold on the money. You don't have a right to hold on to the money. Right? This is the Gemara. You don't have a right to hold on to the money. Okay, look at Rashi inside. V'lo ha'ol cholidnu lebalchoy v'lo le'akvoy b'shvil achayes mechiros. Why? Why he can't hold on to the money? Because metalta le'deyasmi lo'y mishtabdi lebalchoy. So val, metalta le'deyasmi lo'y mishtabdi lebalchoy. Val, metalta le'deyasmi lo'y mishtabdi lebalchoy. He can't catch that money. But without the chisoron of metalta le'deyasmi lo'y mishtabdi lebalchoy, the guy wants to hold on to the money. Maskim enough. What is the case? Reuven mochasol Shimon ba'achrayes. Reuven is dead. Shimon owes the money for the mechira, and lemaisa he owes the Shimon money for losing the karka. So Shimon wants to say, instead of paying, I will take the money to myself. Why he can't take the money to himself? Why he can't take the money to himself? What? What Rashi says? Why he can't take the money to himself? What? Why? The Talmud the Yasmin let me stop the Levalchoy. Frank the Mirashai le Lama Zogim the Talmud the Yasmin can be stupid Levalchoy. Luyatzu it's a karka. He could take it to himself. What was it? So why he can't take the whole karka to himself now? Did you put it on us? I don't understand. Metalder liyasme loy mishtav de lebalchoy. And if they are mishtav de lebalchoy, he owes the father money, and the father owes him money. It's answered by three people. Shimon number one owes the father money. Shimon number two is owed by the father money. He wants to hold on the money of Shimon number one. And Rashi says why he can't do it. Because metalder liyasme loy mishtav de lebalchoy. But without metalder liyasme loy mishtav de lebalchoy, he could do it. How you could do it? We said in Shabbat Rav Nosson, you can't go. You have to give it back, and then you could collect it. This is what we said now, that you can't take it direct from yourself. We said you have to give it back, and then recollect it. In Pikeahu, you give the karka, and then... This is what Gemara said. What did Gemara said? So instead of giving the money, what do? You give the karka, and you can collect it. So I'm giving it to keep the karka. No, no. I have to give it and take it. So if I have to give it and take it, so also in the money I have to give it and take it. Again. This person, it's a very shtar kasha, if you know the sugya good. I'm asking. we had a big suffix. I had a big suffix to say it or not. A lot of people decided not to say it. I think I could handle this kasha. Listen good. We have the Gemara, Reuven mochar soda leShimon. Reuven dies. The Baal Choyv of Reuven came and wanted the money, Paisa Bezuzah. Now Shimon is standing in front of a matzev. His old money, Shimon number one, is old money for the loss. Shimon number two owes money that he had to buy it. So Shimon number one owes the father money. Shimon number two owes from the father money. So the Gemara says, Rabbi, what is the Eitze? Take a karka, give it to the father, and collect it. So why I have to do it? We said you have to go like this. You have to go up and down. You can't say, oh, I have a karka. Goodbye. Basically, you have to tell them, goodbye. I owe you money. And you owe me money. So I owe you money, it's the karka. You owe me money. I left the karka by me. And Rabbi says, no. If he wants, he could do this to give the karka and collect the karka. Now, before he did it, he wanted to collect the money that he owes. L'chure mitzad shiabud v'rab nosen. He was like, well, didn't know yeshibud v'rab nosen. It's not a baya. I'm skipping that aure. That's a bigger aure. He was like, well, didn't know yeshibud v'rab nosen. It's later, a whole suge b'fnei atzmo. How the Gemara... But the Rashi is coming. The guy has a title. Rashi explains, what is this paisa bezuzah? The guy says, I pay the money to this guy. Inami, I want to hold on the money that I owe you for the money that you owe me. Etzem shevul rabnos. Rashi says, you can't do it because metaltele de yasmele yishtabdi le balchoy. And if it's not metaltele, if it's karka, you could do it. So why he can't take the karka and hold on to the karka? This is what Robert said, Be'etzem, in Pikeachu, give him the karka, and say, oh, it's not metaltele, it's karka. So Robert said, Takeh in Pikeachu, but if we medayik that he has to give it back and recollect it. So what was the tzad that in the money, he could do it directly? If in the karka he can't do it directly, what is the tzad that in the money he could do it directly? This is the Choymer HaKushir. Again, Stam Shver, what is the tzad that he could collect the money directly? The Gemara didn't know Yeshi Abud and Rav Nosi. That is the Aor HaBepshat. That's the Aor HaBepshat. I'm not going into it now. But if we say that you can go directly to that person, so why Rashi wanted that he could go directly? Elisha, you hear the kasha? You hear the kasha? I want to push the talents. Push the talents. You have to scream the kasha, the talents.
The loan was totally under price.
What?
The loan was totally under price.
Lama shana. Rav Kiveiger comes with the eitzah. What? Rav Kiveiger comes with the eitzah. Instead of cash, I have a karka. I can take it. Yeah, so I leave it. And this is Rav Kiveiger's kasha. So Rabbi Nadovi says, "Ain't a chenami, it's a very good eitzah." Now, if we decide that we know that the eitzah is not an eitzah, and we have to say that it can't. It's not an eitzah. If it's not an eitzah, it's not an eitzah. So why, if it's cash, and he wanted to collect the cash from himself, Rashi says the reason he can't collect the cash from himself is because metalter of the asma le mishtabde le balchoy. Even there are mishtabde. Karka is mishtabde. So if Taki de loikirav kiver again, Taki, he doesn't have to give the karka. So it's good. But if we decide that you have to give the karka, we don't know why. But if we decide that the yisayin of the sugya is that you have to give the karka. So why here he had a tzad that he could collect from himself? Alicia, push the talents. Push the talents. Push the talents. How are you learning? What? No, push the talents. A push the talents. A push the talents, not a schwache talents. Very good. The answer is pashut. We said, why you can't go direct? Because when the guy dies, we say, who said you could go? The answer we said, tuturutzi. The pashut teretz and the better teretz. I'm going to only look at the pashut teretz. We said, when the guy dies, the reason Levi can't go direct to Reuben, because Reuben says, 1 second, it's totally what I'm going to pay. If I'm paying metaltalim, I'm paying karka, this was the first malach. Second malach, we said, that Be'etzah, when Shimon died, it's cut. It's no more mechayev. Only after he gives it, the mechayev is chal. So if we're going to the second malach, I don't have a way to answer. But if we're going with the first malach, that the reason when Shimon is dead, Levi can't collect directly from Reuben is because maybe Reuben will pay metaltalim. And if he pays metaltalim, it's not meshuvah. But on the side of Rashi, before Rashi said that metaltalim the asmelay mishtabdi, so then he could have gone directly to himself. The only reason the maskone he can't go directly is because it's metaltalim the asmelay mishtabdi. But if we say that without the chisolim and metaltalim the asmelay mishtabdi, when other chisol and metaltal the asmel and mishtabd, so then be'etzem Levi tells Reuben, you owe me the money. If Levi tells Reuben, you owe him the money, the melee has to pay it. If we'll say that when he's dead, there's no shiabud and rab nosen. Without that, then ain't a chenam. But if we don't say that chiluk, so then the chiluk we have him out. It's a father. It's a valid much more to say. I want this to make us chole the next sugya. We have to start the next sugya. And I'm saying, the chokhmah is first the mesad of the machlekes, the mesad of the rabkideikes kasha, the machlekes, the ram, the ore, and Rashi. Avada, the one that can have all the terutzim and all the cheshboinus. So this is the sugya. This is the yoyti of the sugya to have the cheshboinus. I'm saying, you know, it's even the ois chesed is now more and more. But let me hate Sachon Begimori. That Be'etzim, this is the reason the sugi is here. It's not. Nochri Shehilva is Yisrael al Chemtzoy Achar HaPesach Mutar Be'anoy. A goy that is Malver Yid and Chometz, and after Pesach the Yid did not pay him, so the goy collected the Chometz as Mutar Be'anoy. I amres b'shneim elem afreya u goy ve amoti lochi mutar be'anoy. Why? Because the afreya belongs to the goy. Elo I amres mikan vele abu u goy ve amay mutar be'anoy b'rshus adi Yisrael koi. This is Be'etzem the reason the sugya came in here. If you learn mikan vele abu u afreya u goy ve, so the goy collects the chometz after Pesach, the whole time was belong to the goy. But if you let me come to the Abba, we'll go over it. Why the Chometz is Mutter? And the Gemara, I'll have my skin and Mashiach Nino Yetzma. So I want to start with one Eore. So the Gemara says it from Afreya, we'll go over it, Chometz is Mutter. We come to the Abba, we'll go over it, it's also. Frek the Ve'el. We explain, what is the Afreya, we'll go over it? Man, how will you understand the Afreya, we'll go over it? Was his the whole time? But from now, all of the time was his? Or from now the time of the future is his. What? Mikan the future. Oh, but the past was belonged to who? To the Yid. So why the Chometz will be mutar after Pesach? The fear of Shimichka. We say, when I'm goyved, lemafreya, these days of the calendar were mine the whole time. But the old days was belonged to who? To the Yid. So the Yid was Eifel Baliroy. So why it's Mutar Ahara Pesach? Why it's Mutar Ahara Pesach? Shari, why it's Mutar Ahara Pesach? What is the Mafreya of Gregory said? The Mafreya was mine the whole time or no? The Mafreya, from then now is mine. The calendar, the back, the bottom, right? Because on then we didn't understand. So Zog Big Mori, if the Mafreya of Gregory, so what? So then, it belongs to the goy. So no, Tnan, Nochi Shiva is Yisroel al Chomtzoy, Ach Rapesach Mutar Be'anoy. I am with Bishnev and Mafreya al Goy ve... Amot al Ochi Mutar Be'anoy? Why? Was belong to the goy? Lo Shana Gemore, the new Gemore, they had it in Ois Gimel, the Ksaviyah. The Bershus of the goy. Elo Yamos Mekav al Abo al Goy ve... Amay Mutar Be'anoy. Even the Mafreya al Goy ve... Lefir Shimon Shkop, That days was belonged to the Israel.
Now in the future, he's not over by Iran.
You understand what he's saying? No. Not from the future, then it was belonged to the Goy. We said Lemafreya means that then the future belongs to him from then. Of another that time. That was the whole Asbore. That was the whole Asbore, Lemafreya Ugoifen. If you learn Balabat, Ish Lemafreya, and the minute that it happened, was belonged to the Goy the whole time, and then we have the kashas and Rashi, so you couldn't sell it. So why the payers don't go back? We have to go back to the five questions that we had. So then ain't a chanami, it's mutar ba'amoy. We explain that Lemafreya is mikan v'lehabo. Lemafreya means, and that time was belonged to the Israel. Mikan v'lehabo Lemafreya, the future from them was already mine. What? What you say? There's no knas mechetes. So, but I'm talking about that. The world says when they asked Reb Shimon, when he says his pshat, all of the kashas Reb Shimon answered. This gemara lechur is mucha deleike Reb Shimon, and this gemara lechur is mucha deleike Reb Shimon, and all of the everything else was the most answered to Reb Shimon. But the only thing is. We'll say a pesateret. It's shvacher to rutzim to answer this shayle. There's no klore to rutzim to answer the shayle. Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we have to start to move the next sugya. We go by it.